Ahoy, friends. This is the audio journal number 6 for Voyagers Under Sail. Today is July 14, 2018. It's just past 7 o'clock in the morning. We are still here in France, in Martigues. Today is the national French holiday. And it's a nice calm morning. A few clouds on the sky. So hopefully it's not going to be a very hot day today. Okay, now, it's been a really busy week. We did a lot of good things. We managed to get a lot of things done. The most important thing that we got done this week was to service the engine. Serge and his workmate, Morgan, they came around. They spent a full day servicing the engine, changing filters, figuring out a few broken bits, changing them, replacing them. He needs to come back only to replace an exhaust tube and a fuel valve of some sort. I forgot the name of it. But they spent the time to teach me how to change the filters, how to change the oil, the gearbox oil, the coolant, how to clean the heat exchanger if I have to, how to look for problems, how to change the impeller or the impeller pump, the water pump, all of that. So it was a really good day. Then after that they left me with almost 2 boxes of spare parts, enough spare parts for 2 years of service, for all regular service and for a few out of ordinary problems. So that will give me, should give me the peace of mind that the engine can be serviced easily and I can service the engine, and that no major problems should appear, because let's not forget the engine is still fairly new, has less than 500 hours. It's been changed in 2013. Apart from that, we working on the winches, also the front locker, the sales locker, and the back locker, the one for the spare gas bottle and swimming gear and ropes and stuff like that, lines, not, don't call them ropes, boys. that was on David's list, so he did some sanding and he did some painting, but I went in and get that finished, and I'm happy that's off the list. Also, another big job was cleaning the water tank, which seems to be a very straightforward job. You just open the access hatches, give them a good hose around, suck out all the dirty water, put a bit of bleach in, give it another rinse, and that's it. But the paint was peeling off the walls, the fiberglass was kind of cracking, peeling a little bit at some joints. So there's a lot of places where dirt would accumulate, and I wasn't happy. I said, look, I can't drink water from this tank, you know, it's just, I, no matter what, I cannot put water in this tank and then drink it and pretend I'm fine. and I end up, with the help of Philip, who's my neighbor boat, I went and bought some epoxy, special epoxy, and then I filled the cracks and all of that and painted the tank inside, not paint, no, put a layer of epoxy all the way around. So now it's nice, smooth, clean, easy to clean as well. You know, maybe I missed a spot or two because the access, it's pretty difficult, but that job is done, and instead of taking me only 6 hours as I expected, it took me almost 3 days. Not full 3 days, but good parts of 3 days. It's a lot of work to open the hatches, because each hatch has 40 bolts. And then to put those hatches back, you need to put those bolts back. And you cannot do it by, you know, by a drill or anything like that. You can do some, you know, the most of the parts you can do it by drill, but the last few turns in the bolts need to be done by hand, and when your key, your spanner slips. You hit your knuckles onto the other boards. And to do that for 2 hours, it's not fun. My hands are almost unrecognizable. It doesn't matter. What else? And we did a lot of other little bits and pieces around the boat, like small little jobs, not major ones. But the engine, the water tank, the lockers, and the winches are few, you know, big jobs that are done or almost done. Like the winches, we still have two winches to do, but it's fine. So today it's Saturday. We'll be working today as well, despite the national holiday. And hopefully in the evening we'll go in town and have a little soft drink, and maybe I'll have a beer. Let's not forget, we are only less, maybe 3 weeks away from actually getting in the water and sailing away. We'll be getting in the water on Thursday, so that's about 19 days from now on. And Claudia will come the following day, Friday, and probably the day after, on Saturday, we'll finally set sail and start our proper adventure, because right now it's a lot of hard work and suffering. And I keep telling the children, like, guys, this is part of the deal. We do this to appreciate what we get later. And you do this because you don't have the money to pay somebody else to do it, first of all. And some of the jobs are the kind of jobs that you need to do them yourself. You know, you just need to get your hands dirty and do it. So until next time, I love you all, guys. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.